Chihuahuas? Ugh.
Dude.
Gross.
No. It's like a fighting dog. And he, like, bit into, like, Stitch. And, like, Stitch, we had to, like, glue him. We glued him together.
Small dogs just don't. They just don't have a place. I don't know.
What does that mean?
Small dogs don't have a place. Puppies are the best, but small dogs are terrible. Like Shih Tzus.
Ugh. Man. Ugh. If it makes you feel better, my dog probably hated you too.
Yeah. I feel like most living things in that house hated me that day. I don't know. I don't know. It's just what it is, and he's dope.
But, like...
You ever just get, like, a random sharp pain in your chest for, like, 5 seconds, and you're like, oh, this is the end. And then it goes away. Oh, there it is.
Again?
Yeah.
Dude, you're gonna have a heart attack by the end of the show.
Yeah, I forgot it was in there, okay?
Why'd you bring a machete?
I didn't know it was in there.
Why'd you even have the machete in the first place?
Uh-oh. My mom just texted me, are you at the airport?
Yeah? What do you mean?
I'm not. What is up, Sportscast? Welcome to the Sports and Stuff Show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Carter.
And I'm Adam.
Let's get right into it.
Man, so we're back on Wednesday. We ended up recording yesterday, so this is back-to-back episodes.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of strange. I don't think we've ever done this. I mean, we might have.
Not that I know of.
I don't remember. Oh, well.
I don't think so.
Yeah. We also had to do a little bit of time crunch because Carter has a flight right after this, so...
that I'm not exactly packed for.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, he was talking about beforehand. He's like... he's telling me that... He's like, you know what? I intended to pack beforehand, and then...
Didn't get around to it, you know?
Yep.
Stuff happens.
You know, that's how I typically, like fly to, or, like, travel, is I don't, like, bother to pack until beforehand. And then I always forget something very vital.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Like...
But I'm only home for, like, 3 days, so...
Oh, man. What's even the point at that point? 3 days? So you're flying there, staying for the rest of the day? Or is it 3 full days?
I fly... Obviously, I'm there today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I leave Sunday. So it's, like,
three full days
and 2 half days.
Okay. I thought you meant, like, 3 days as in, like,
no, you get there today,
stay 1 day, and then leave, and I'm
what? No. That would be stupid.
Man.
It's still pretty short, but I'm getting my car back, so.
Oh, yeah. Are you driving back?
Yeah.
Oh. With your state right now.
I'm not excited for that drive at all.
This could be so fun. Especially by yourself, too.
9 alone hours.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Time to blast Taylor Swift. But we'll get to that. For updates, we finally have the award show day set. I thought it was going to be on this day. Because I think it was either the 28th or I think it was 28th last year, and it was on Saturday. So this year it's on April 29th on a Saturday. Should be fun. Yeah. So Carter's actually going to go this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've already talked about it before, I think, but yeah, last time I didn't know if I won an award or if we won an award. So I just went instead. And we ended up winning, and I'm like, oh, this is a surprise.
I'm just chilling at home, and I get a snap. It's like, hey, check this out, and it's an award.
Yeah.
With, like, a sticky note of our names taped on it. Did you steal that? Like, what happened?
Yep, the sticky note's still on there. But this time, hopefully it's engraved. I put both of our names on it, so hopefully we don't need a sticky note this time. Yeah, you know, I think the plan is that, like, you know, The second one will be, like, your award, and the first one will be my award.
If we get it.
Because, you know, the one has my name on it, and that would be kind of weird if you had the one that said.
Yeah, that would be.
But, yeah, so we'll see about that. It's kind of weird, too, because I explicitly remember this last time, but I, like, forgot it out of my memory until I was reading the email that they sent about it,
mm-hmm.
where they have a social hour. I don't know if that's normal, but I'm assuming it's kind of normal. So what it is like they have an hour before they even do anything where it's just like you're supposed to be talking to
people good on that.
And networking. It was interesting because last year, I showed up at like 5:55, and no one was there. I was the first person, and I'm like, what? And then everyone started to trickle in afterwards, but I remember I was with they used to be a previous poll show named Thoughtless After Dark. Mm-hmm. I was with their two co-hosts, and they were literally just helping me connect with all these people here. They would, like, have the great, like, intro conversations with people and, like, wouldn't be afraid to, like, just jump in on a conversation. And then they'd be like, yeah, Adam over here, he wrote this article. And I'm like, hey. And so, like, it was kind of cool. And they got me out of my comfort zone. So now I'm on my own. We're on our own. So, yeah. I mean, at least we know now, not that we don't need to show up at 6.
Yeah.
That's, like, the, like, when it everyone starts to show up. But, yeah, should be a fun time. Other than that, we had our episode out yesterday. Or I put it out yesterday, which should be Tuesday. And that was fun to edit because we were talking about the baseball team. And losing. We're like, oh, yeah, if we,
and you know, we
if
lost. We win.
And we lost. But Trey Turner did hit a home run, so true. That was kind of funny. And yeah, but yep, fun to be back on the stuff episode. We don't really have a script, so we're just going to go with
not
it.
Really.
But yeah, you know, we normally do good without a script anyways, so not it doesn't really matter. But anyways, what are we listening to today, Carter?
Lately, it's been an interesting mix, to say the least. Obviously, I'm still listening to the Yeet album because I'm not stupid, and I appreciate good music. So I'm listening to the Yeet album. His concert is also coming up in 9 days. Yeah, I'm very excited for that. I'm listening to a rock band named Alter Bridge because I'm going to their concert tomorrow, and they're my favorite rock band. Miles Kennedy has the voice of an angel. I'm listening to a lot of Taylor Swift right now.
Yep.
Because I was put on to an album. I was put on to Speak Now. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is actually good. So I asked my friend, who is like a very big Taylor Swift fan, I'm like, hey, give me a listening order. So then I listened through Red Taylor's version. And then yesterday I listened through Folklore. And she's 3 for 3. Three very, very good albums. Yeah. I'm converting. I don't know what to tell you.
Dude, until you get to Midnights, dude, Midnights is really good. Midnights, no skips.
There haven't really been skips so far.
Yeah, I mean, Taylor Swift's pretty good.
There was a couple that were borderline skippable on Folklore.
But yeah.
There was also some really good songs, like, what's it called? I think August on Folklore?
Yep.
That is so good. But yeah, I'm listening to me. I mean, I dropped a few weeks ago, and I just make my own stuff, so I listen to it because I think it's good. And then Ken Carson. What an interesting five-artist group right there. But yeah, I'm listening to Ken Carson because Nessie's putting me onto him a little bit, and I'm enjoying it. So,
not going to lie.
I was in the shower yesterday blasting Yale before meeting up with somebody. It hyped me up a little bit.
I feel like that would, like, get me in the wrong mood if I was, like, meeting up with someone and then I was blasting Ken Carson or Yeet before then.
Nah.
That's what it sounds like.
It helps.
No, it doesn't.
Ken Carson is good hype-up music.
Dude, I forgot. Like, I remember every single morning for orientation, I would always have a different hype-up song, and I would associate that with the day. I was, like, I don't even remember some of the song, but, like, I just remember in the shower, we'd just, like, be blasting, like, random music. And there's one day where me and Marco, because we were, the roommates, we were, like, literally on full blast blasting Miranda Lambert. In like, and we were like, oh, we feel bad for all these freshmen that have to wake up or that are near us because it was bad. And it was, like, at 6 a.m. because we had early shift. And we were like, oh, well, all those people that stayed up late on the first day of orientation –
Yeah, brutal.
But, yeah. I also saw After Bridge on there, after you said it, but it looks... So I saw the A and then Bridge. I thought you put me on there. I'm like...
Oh, no.
Like, you're listening to me? I'm like, I don't even... Yeah, but... Yeah, Taylor Swift. Dude, Taylor Swift's, like, didn't I put her last time we did like a ranking of like artists? I put her up like second. I think she was. No, she slipped in the top five of my top five Spotify.
Yeah, she was.
Listeners.
I remember that. Listening. And I was hating.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen the vision yet, but I see it now.
He wasn't converted all the way.
I see it now. Okay.
Dude, she's really good. I think I really connect with like Midnight's the most because of some of the songs on there. Mm-hmm. And when I listen to songs, I like to associate it with what I'm going through at the moment.
Yeah.
And I think I don't know if that's like weird or like common.
I think everyone does.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
A lot of people.
Huh? Yeah. Because I like the lyrics. So that's why I hate like Ken Carson and like Yeet when you can't even listen to the lyrics.
Dude, they be saying stuff though.
No, but you can't understand what they're saying.
I can.
It's like, no.
So, I can. You just you gotta listen more. You be fluent.
No, it's, no. But, like.
You ever just get like a random sharp pain in your chest for like 5 seconds and you're like, oh, this is the end. And then it goes away. Does that ever happen to you?
I mean, like.
I feel like that happens to me once or twice a day.
Man, if you died, you died on sports. Once or twice a day?
Yeah.
What?
Just like all of a sudden it's just like, oh, like sharp. But then it goes away after like 5 seconds. It's always a false alarm. I always am like, oh, this is it. But no, it's not.
Man's having many heart attacks like every
low-key,
day.
Probably.
Damn.
It is what it is.
I mean, I get those like things where, you know, when like you breathe in, but you hiccup and then it's just like for a second you're calm and all of a sudden it's just a massive slow heartburn. Do you have those? You don't have those?
Nope.
Where it's like, I get those like occasionally where.
I can't remember the last time I hiccuped.
I like breathe in or like I breathe in weird and I like hiccup and then like it's just. You just know you're screwed, and then all of a sudden it's just like a heartburn that like takes you out, like puts you to your knees type of like heartburn.
Yeah,
like,
no, I haven't had that.
It's brutal.
I just be sitting in my chair sometimes, and it's like, oh. Then it goes away. It's gone. Like it's gone.
I don't know. If that's. I don't think that's normal.
Ah, nothing happened, so we're good.
Man,
if it lingers, almost had a heart attack. Then I'll worry.
And then you'll worry.
I got other medical issues to worry about right now, concerning. Man. It's low on the list.
Man, at 20, that's low on the list.
It's low on the list. It really is.
Man, what's higher on the list? Like
my neck, man.
Yeah, dude, he's been having like neck pain since
like bad.
He's been like since like
3 weeks, 4 weeks. To the point where it like spread like down my back.
Dude, that's.
I'm going to the doctor over break, I think.
Yeah, but you also said that like. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but here's the issue. My insurance doesn't cover anything out here, so I can't really go anywhere unless I want to pay out of pocket. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting until I get home. Because Idaho does not like Kaiser at all.
They don't even have Kaiser here.
Right. Nobody takes it, so I got to wait till I get back to the rainy state.
Dude, I haven't even heard about Kaiser in a fat minute.
I'll be back to the rainy state in like 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. How long is the flight there?
Like an hour and a half.
Are you flying into SeaTac?
Yeah.
Or, ooh. Someone must tell me, they're like, yeah, SeaTac's like the Epcot. Like, they have just random things that are like.
SeaTac is like hell on earth. It's terrible. Something always goes wrong when I go to SeaTac. Every single time.
Oh, man.
Every time.
Any bets on what you think is going to go wrong this time?
I'd assume at least a delay. For sure. Mm. I mean, that's just a SeaTac staple. If your flight's not delayed, it's not a SeaTac flight. So I'll probably get delayed. They're probably going to, like, search my bag extra because I forget to take out, like, some food or something. That always happens. One time, we were going to Jamaica, and I had my backpack and my suitcase, and I put my backpack through, like, the machine thing, and they stop it and pull it to the side. I'm like, ugh. I didn't leave anything in there. Like, what could it possibly be? Well, I had left a machete in there. Yay big. Like, the blade was that big. So they took that.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. I didn't get in trouble, though. Yeah. It was an accident. I was a kid.
How old were you?
I was like 13 or 14.
Damn.
Yeah, I forgot it was in there. Okay?
Why'd you bring a machete?
I didn't know it was in there.
Why'd you even have the machete in the first place?
I got it for my 10th birthday.
And then you just left it in your backpack?
Yeah, I used that backpack for like trips and like camping and stuff. So I must have brought it camping and forgot about it.
Wow.
But they just pull out this big knife and, like, unsheathe it. I'm like, oh, my bad.
That's a little...
Not the only knife I've accidentally brought to the airport. That's happened twice.
Dude, that happened to my brother. So when we were going to Hawaii, when I was in third grade and he was in fifth, I don't know how old...
That feels so much better. Like, it's unbelievable. All right, continue. Hawaii.
I don't know how old I was, or no, I don't know how old my brother was, but what happened was we were packing, and then when we were packing, my dad was like, oh, I found this old knife that you had, to like my brother. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, that's cool. And then, we continue to pack. We go on the airport from LA to, Hawaii. You know, we stay in Hawaii for like a week. That trip was horrible. Like, on the first day,
sick.
No, it was just crazy. Like, it was for my uncle's wedding. Mm-hmm. On the very first day, my grandpa had a stroke out of nowhere. And, like...
Relatable.
It was relatable to you. Yeah, with your heart pain.
Yep.
Every single... But, like, he... On the very first day, because I didn't even know what was going on, we were, like, taking off our bags off the bus onto the, like, to the hotel. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he just collapses. I'm just like, what the... And I'm like, dude, what?
Yeah.
And then he had to stay in the hospital for the whole trip. And then what else happened? There was like some crazy stuff that happened. But also, when we were going back to the airport, we were running late. And I dropped my tiki. I got four tikis. One of them dropped. It was my favorite one. What?
What in the world is a tiki?
You don't know what a tiki is?
No.
No? What?
I don't think so. Dude, what is it?
It's like those, like, wooden or, like, rock, like, faces. And it's, like, Hawaiian faces.
Okay.
Do you not know what those are?
I didn't know what it was called.
Oh, like, it's, like, a tiki. And so, like, I had these, like, tiny little tikis, and I got, like, four of them. Two of them were, like, more like a, I don't know, they're more like a plastic, I guess, and the other ones are rock. And I had this, like, favorite one, and I dropped it, and I broke it, and I got so pissed. I'm like, damn, But then that was even in my opinion, that was the worst one. But when we were getting back from the Hawaiian airport to trying to get back to L.A., my brother, his bag got pulled off and it was a knife on his bag. But the funny thing is that he had the knife on his bag from the L.A. airport to Hawaii. So he got the knife through the L.A. airport to Hawaii, but not from Hawaii to L.A.
That's not ideal.
So we were like, that's kind of concerning that they caught it now.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was like in third grade, so I thought he's going to get arrested. And I'm like crying, and we're running late to the airport, and it didn't help that he lost his knife.
Yeah.
Or like that his knife was on the bag. So I'm like freaking out. I'm crying. He's like freaking out because he's like, oh no. And then, it was brutal, but I still can't believe that some people don't understand that you can't bring full soaps on your like carry on or anything.
It's like 3 ounces or something,
dude. Like I remember this one person. I think I was going when I was going to DC in October. This one old lady brought full things of soap. They brought like four on their thing, and they were like pissed because they're like either you could have someone pick them up or we're gonna throw them away. And they're like, I can't bring them. And then they're like, no, you can't bring these. And they're like, I just don't understand why I can't bring them. And I'm like, I'm like, man, just lost four things of soap. Soap's expensive.
Yeah.
Man, bro, put a dent in the bank account.
The soap I buy is crazy, bro. It's like $9, $10 for a bottle.
I always use like Dove soap.
I use non-scented.
Non-scented?
I use non-scented for my tattoos.
Is that like a thing?
It's healthier for them while they heal. So I just keep it all the time now.
Oh.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, how does scented, like, affect it?
I couldn't tell you, but apparently it's a thing. Like,
man.
Like, fragrance, or soaps with fragrances can, like, kill the ink or whatever. I don't know. But I like believed some, like, everybody, and it's worked out so far, so.
Is that, like, some, like, Walmart brand type of stuff? Like, no name?
No, I think it's Cetaphil.
Cetaphil?
Yeah.
The hell is that?
Like the guys that make the face wash and stuff. You know what Cetaphil is. Everybody knows what that is.
No.
Whatever. Everyone in their life has used Cetaphil face wash, I'm convinced.
Apparently not me.
I guarantee it.
I doubt it, but... anyways, on to what I'm listening to. Let me see what I'm listening to here. My top three playlists as of now. Meh, shocker. Drake, also shocker. And Focus Music. I think it's the exact
same. That's what you said last week.
The exact same from last week.
Have some variety.
You know, on the way over here, I was listening to pop music again.
Look at this. I got two new age rap, a rock, pop, and then whatever I am. I don't know.
Man. Dude, I've been so addicted to... this is so embarrassing, but I've been addicted to that one song that's been going popular on TikTok. And it's like... It's called Ceilings. It's like with the... I'll show the trend right here. It's like they go crazy or something. It's like a dramatic, like, in the rain type of thing. Let me...
Oh, there it is.
Again?
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to have a heart attack by the end of the show. Damn. Let me see here. Dude, I'm so pissed that they blocked TikTok on campus. Okay, it's like this.
I have not seen this. You
haven't seen these?
Mm-mm.
It's like...
TikTok is not stuff like that.
Dude, it's like everywhere. Well, because
my TikTok is Sadie McKenna and Golden Retrievers.
But, like, I got addicted to this song. And, like, I listen to this, like, every other song. It's really bad. It's, like, really bad. Like, it's... Dude, it has, like, a chokehold on me. And I'm like, man. I'm just, like, waiting for it to, like, die out in, like, my brain. And then... Yeah. I am also, like, super addicted as of recently to Middle of the Ocean by Drake.
Facts. I feel like you always have been.
Yeah. Well, no, because, like, I didn't really listen to it as much when it, like, came out. And all of a sudden, like, after, like, a week or two, like, just, like 2 weeks ago, probably, like, I started to listen to it. I'm like...
I haven't listened to that album in forever.
Dude, her loss has grown on me a ton. No skips.
I need to go listen to the Travis song again.
Never skips. Which one? Oh, that was the...
Like Millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. That's still not even my... I don't really like that one that much.
That one, when I listened through, was my favorite song by far. Like, it's like Drake and 21 just slaughter it. Like, just kill it. And then Travis comes in and wipes them both. Like, it was crazy. I didn't think he could top him. But he did, as Man. He always does, because he's the goat of features.
Wow. I also wanted to talk about Taylor Swift a little bit more.
Okay.
So you've only listened to what, two full albums?
Three
full albums.
Mm-hmm.
Which ones again?
Speak Now, Red, Taylor's Version, and Folklore.
Yeah, I remember when I was little.
I was told my next one is Evermore.
Evermore.
So that'll be next.
Mm. Okay. Some people talk about like the Taylor's Version. And they're like, it makes sense. But I'm like, I don't really get it.
She just re-recorded it.
I know, but like, why?
I think it's something to do with like having the rights to the music. I think.
Is that why?
I think so. I could be wrong. But I thought I read something about that where like she was re-recording so she could own like the full rights to those songs or something. I don't know. I think it says it on, like, the album preview on Apple Music. I mean, you have Spotify, so you wouldn't know, but, like...
Just a slight jab right there.
I hate Spotify with a passion.
They don't have, like, any, like, descriptions on...
Okay, maybe anyone's. I was wrong.
Does it say? No, there's not even a description. Wait, yeah, let me look it up here.
I'm pretty sure that's why, though.
Why did Taylor Swift... make Taylor's...
Why isn't there a description? I swear there was a description when I listened
to it. It will allow
this.
Her to own her masters?
Yeah, there you go. So she owns all the rights to the new ones, but not the old ones. Is what I'm taking from that. And she dropped like 9 new songs on that album too, so...
Yeah, dude. What got me so like hooked onto... which one was it? I think it was Red, Taylor's Version.
So that's probably my favorite of the three. Well,
whoops,
I don't know. It's close.
Dude, the All Too Well 10-minute version actually,
so
like...
So good.
Dude,
so good.
It's so embarrassing, but I know every single word to that song.
Really?
Yep. Every single word.
I do not.
It's brutal.
I've only heard it once, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I listen to that song way too much. I remember when I was over the summer, my friends and I, they were in the, you know, right state of mind. I was definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, it was my friend Peyton, and she had this microphone in her car that's like a karaoke microphone.
Peyton, like Peyton?
No. It's,
okay.
It was an orientation leader.
Oh.
She has this like karaoke microphone in her car, and they gave it to me. It was like probably like 12. So it was like, or like midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And they just gave me this microphone. They're like, here, sing it, Adam. So they made me sing All Too Well, like
the whole thing
in the car with this karaoke microphone.
Jeez.
And I was like, they're like, man, I'm surprised, like, with, you know, how you are right now, that you're able to get every single word like spot on.
Yeah.
And it was great. But yeah. And I used to keep that a secret until that day. And then they told everyone. And so now it's not really as much of a secret.
Nice.
But yeah. So, you know, if you have a secret like that, don't ever, you know, get in a car with a karaoke microphone. And yeah, it's always fun. I remember when I was little too, I used to be such a big Taylor Swift fan that I used to know every single word of I Knew Your Trouble.
Yeah, I hated her my whole life until last week. So.
Really?
Yep.
Dude, I loved Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's...
I don't know. All of a sudden, it just kind of...
Day one.
Just kind of clicked. I was put on by two people. I was told to listen to No Body, No Crime. I'm like, oh, pretty good song. Then someone else sent me Sparks Fly off of Speak Now. And then I listened through that whole album. I'm like, yo, that's good. So I went back to the first friend, and I was like, now what? And, yeah, she's walking me through my Taylor Swift journey.
So, like, you said you hated Taylor Swift, but, like, did you not listen to, like, any of her, like, iconic songs? Like,
I've
You
heard
Belong
a,
With
I've,
Me
Obviously,
and,
I've
like,
heard, like, the popular ones. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, I Knew You Were Trouble, 22. Everyone's heard those. And, like, Shake
okay,
It
yeah.
Off. And,
I like Blank Space,
What is it
too.
Called? Mean?
Mean.
Someday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Mean, Love Story, You Belong With Me.
Yeah, yeah.
The iconic ones.
We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Oh, yeah. That one was good.
Low-key, those ones are all, like, my least favorite.
Really?
Like, the super popular ones, those are hard for me to listen to. They just feel like Disney Channel to me. I don't know. But, like, the deeper cuts, like, August, or...
Those are the older ones.
Or like Haunted off of Speak Now.
There's one song I explicitly hate from Taylor Swift, and it was...
Shake It Off? Because that song...
No, that was not
makes
it.
Makes me want to die.
I think it was Only the Young.
I haven't heard it.
What?
I don't think I've heard it.
Dude, it's like... It's super political.
Oh.
Like, that's why I hate it. It's like, I'm like, dude, why?
Yeah.
Like, I think it was... It was basically about, like, it was, like, don't... It was basically, like, she was singing about how Donald Trump was this, like, big bad man.
Yeah.
And was, like, tainting all these, like, younger people.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the only one who could save us is the younger people.
A lot of artists were doing that around that time.
And, like, I feel like it's, like, dude, why make a song like that? Like, I don't... I personally don't care. I'm, like... I feel like I'm not really political whatsoever. Like, I don't care.
I hate everybody involved with politics.
Yeah, like, so I don't care.
I hate them all equally.
But it's just like, dude, I don't get when you're, like, making songs that kind of push an agenda. And it's like, dude,
I mean, every song pushes some type of agenda.
Yeah, but I feel like it's, like, when it's, like, political and it's like, I don't know. I just don't like
it.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not exactly what I want to listen to. Like, I don't want to be lectured when I'm listening, you know.
But. Dude, I heard that, like, the new Aquaman movie that they're trying to make is, like, trying to push global warming or something.
Okay.
And, like, people walked out of the theater because they were like, why is this a thing? And, like, it's against, like, it's, like, Aquaman versus the UN or something. What? And it's, like, him trying to fight global warming because they're, like... And I'm like, dude, why would they make a movie about that? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
And it's like, dude, why do we have to do these things? I mean, oh well. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay.
I'm like decomposing by the second.
Oh my God. Man, you're really not doing well this episode.
I'm breaking down. Damn. It's all right. It's all right.
You push through.
I get to see my dog in a few hours.
Oh, yeah. That's what type of dog do you have again?
Golden Doodle.
Golden Doodle.
Ted. I miss Ted.
How big are Golden Doodles? Aren't they not that big?
They range in size. He's bigger than most. He's probably...
As in, like...
No. He's bigger than that. He's probably, like, here.
That's, like...
Roughly?
Rough estimate.
Roughly.
I've always been a small dog person.
I hate small dogs.
Really?
Oh, I can't stand... Except puppies. That's different. Puppies are the best. But small dogs are terrible. Like Shih Tzus?
Ugh. Man. Ugh. If it makes you feel better, my dog probably hated you too.
Yeah. I feel like most living things in that house hated me that day. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Dude! I forgot about that! When we were doing the Super Bowl. So, my dad, he has this ongoing joke, and he's always had this, where since over the summer, he called Devin, or no, he would, like, call you Devin, mm-hmm. because Devin was the old, and, like, he knew Devin, so he would just call you Devin, and I'm like, dude, no, it was irritating me. And that's, like, the thing with my dad. He, like, gets something that irritates you, and he starts poking still more and more and more.
Yeah.
And if you just ignore it, he doesn't talk about it. But if, like, you mention something and you mention that bothers you, he just digs at it so much more, which is so irritating. But, I'm like, no, it's Carter. And then he ended up budging a little bit and started calling you Connor. Mm-hmm. He still calls you Connor today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm like, no, stop doing that. Because...
I've gotten Connor a lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And Carson.
And it's worse because he kept on calling you Connor to the point where my grandma at the Super Bowl kept on calling Carter Connor.
Yeah, that's true.
And I had to, like, elaborate even more every time I said your name. I'm like, Carter.
Yeah.
And then
Carter.
Yeah. It was so embarrassing. It was so awkward. And then my mom even texted me during the Super Bowl and was like, why is grandma... calling Carter, and then we blame my dad because I'm like, dude, this is your fault, and I'm like, but if it makes you feel better, my grandma doesn't like really anyone, so
yeah, lovely,
yeah. So, yeah. Actually, you know, it's like me and my mom are her least favorites, and it's like my brother and my dad are her most favorite.
Yeah.
And then yeah. My dog just doesn't, it's like 50-50 if she likes you or not.
Small dogs just don't, they just don't have a place. I don't know.
What does that mean?
Small dogs don't have a place. Shih Tzus are terrible. Yorkies aren't even cute. What are other small dogs? Chihuahuas? Ugh.
Dude.
Gross.
No.
Worst dog. Worst animal, maybe.
No.
Down there for sure.
Dude, what
are the wiener dogs called?
Wiener dog? I think they're just called... Oh, no, they're Dachshunds.
Dachshunds, yeah. Ugly.
Dude, they're so they're ugly. So amazing.
No.
Yeah, I love small dogs. Small dogs
now,
are
now, big
great.
Dogs and medium-sized dogs are good. Like, huskies are dope. I could never own a husky. I will never own a husky. But they're super cute. Bernese Mountain Dogs? That's my favorite. Goldens? So much better than those, like, little puntable things, you know?
Little puntable things.
Yeah.
Wow. You know,
my grandma has a Shih Tzu that I would like to punt over a goalpost.
Well, dude. No, I used to like huskies until like 2 weeks ago, and then now I don't like huskies anymore.
They're like so high maintenance.
Yeah, I don't.
They don't listen, and they whine. Yeah, I don't think I could have a husky.
Yeah, I don't like them anymore, but. Dude, I used to always be afraid of big dogs, too, when I was little.
Really?
Because they would just, like, jump over me, and I'm, like, little, so they'd, like, take me out.
Like, a year where I was afraid of dogs, and then we got one, and that killed that.
Yeah, like, I never had, and then I remember, so, my grandma, on the other side, like the one that was on my mom's side, not the crazy one. She had quite a few dogs. She had a Chihuahua for most of my life. Dude, his name was Stitch. Dude, he was like invincible. He like lived through everything. Dude, he got bit into like by a dog, like a bigger dog.
Mm-hmm.
That was like more like a fight. Like they probably did like mess this dog up, which is so bad. But like he was like a fighting dog, and he like bit into like the Stitch, and like Stitch, we had to like glue him. We glued him together. So and he lived through that. Like he was, dude, he was invincible. He like lived like forever, and he was like relatively, he was like in the mid ages when I was born, and he lived until I was like 15, 16. Like he was there for a while.
Yeah, like, they lived too long. Chihuahuas lived too long.
He was invincible.
Chihuahuas are awful, dude.
And then my current dog I have now, we actually bought them in a pair when I was in elementary school, I was in preschool, and it was like twins. So mm-hmm. It was like my dog, my dog's name is Holly, and then her sister was name was Layla, and my grandma ended up getting Layla, and we ended up getting Holly. But we switched after like a month or so, like switched the dogs because mm-hmm. Layla had like a temper issue, or like the one or original Holly, the Holly one.
Oh, you switched their names?
We switched them, and then we switched their names too. So Holly, our current Holly, was originally named Layla and was my grandma's dog. And then like, but the thing was is that it's so hard to explain with like the two different names. But Holly one, I'm just gonna name him Holly one. Holly one bit me when I was little, like after like a month in. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, I was just little. I was probably, because I was in preschool.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, trying to play with her. And she bit me. And then my parents were like, nah. So then they switched them. And Holly 2, which is the current one that we have, was chill. So, like, they just didn't bite me. And we ended up, my grandma ended up getting rid of Holly 1 and, like, giving her to someone else afterwards. Because she was kind of just was, like, depressed. So
the dog?
Yeah, the dog was depressed. Like, I think it was like because she was just like, you know, wasn't really getting that much attention or whatever. Yeah. So they just like ended up getting rid of her. But yeah.
Dude, I'm so excited to see Ted.
Dude, and then I know my cousin had two bulldogs. One was Odie and one was Ellie. And Odie scared the living daylight out of me. I remember one night when I was spending the night at my grandma's, I woke up and he was just laying on top of me. He was just like, and like I was still like pretty young, and he was like a straight up body like blanket on me, and I'm like, nah.
Sounds kind of comfortable though.
Dude, I do not like big dogs. Like even that, like a pit bull. I'm like, no, I don't.
Pit bulls are so cute.
No,
cute, and the owners are the problem. Not the dog.
Dude, I don't like them. Wait, which one's the bigger one? Is it Pitbull or Bulldog? I don't remember.
Probably Pitbull. It also probably depends. There's a lot of types of Bulldog. There's like French Bulldogs. Those are like
this was a bigger one.
French Bulldogs are like $5,000.
Really? Damn.
Bro,
I know like purebred dogs are like a ton of money.
Well, French Bulldogs are rated like the number one purebred dog or whatever. So they're crazy expensive.
That's crazy.
Why? You remember when Boont Gang was famous?
Yeah.
He stole a French Bulldog one time.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that video.
Wow. That's great.
That was a weird time.
Man. Anyways.
Yeah.
How do we even get to the... Oh, you're talking about your dog and like going back and then... Oh, well. Anyways, onto the news. We have a couple things here. One of them is Good Burger 2, which apparently Carter's never seen.
Nope.
I'm kind of surprised about that. I mean, it's not a good movie. It's
then why are you surprised I haven't seen it?
It's, well, but it's like kind of iconic, like, because it was a Nickelodeon movie, and it was like Kenan and Kel. Kenan Thompson, you gotta know who Kenan Thompson is.
Yeah, I think so.
He's probably, he like single-handedly carries SNL.
This guy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, that's Kel next to him. They ended up...
do you have, like, a picture deciding. Of the OG movie?
What?
So like, a...
Oh, there we go. Yeah, see?
I've seen that. Or I've seen, like, pictures. I've never seen the movie.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Dude, it's, like, iconic. Because they even had a TV show named Kenan and Kel. Like that. The funny thing is, though, is that Kenan Thompson looks exactly the same, but Kel does not. Like, Kel looks so much different.
Yeah, no.
Like, it's kind of funny that they look like, you know, one looks so, man, it just doesn't look like it's going to be good again, but.
Later this year on Paramount Plus.
The funny thing is, though, is that this is definitely, you know, Good Burger was made for kids.
Mm-hmm.
This second one is definitely probably not going to be made for kids because it's like they're full on adults now, like before they were teenagers.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But man, we'll have to see. I think it's like
probably won't watch it if I'm being real.
Yeah, I might not either. But
I would have to see the first one first.
I think it was. I mean, after the first one, it was kind of bad.
Oh, facts! I forgot about this.
Yeah, so.
Happy day yesterday.
Dude, I was kind of thinking about this. So, XXXTentacion, his murderers, mm-hmm. ended up getting convicted, all of them.
Rest in piss to all three of them. Oh, dude. I hope they have a horrible time in jail. I just wish nothing but the absolute worst on all of them. Like, just...
That's kind of brutal.
Good.
Damn.
Good. I'm holding back right now. I'm not even saying what I want to say, so.
It's so strange that to think that it's taken them this long. Like, 2018.
Welcome to America.
Dude, 2018, like, I remember when the news broke, I was in, like, practicing for my California team from a freshman to sophomore summer. So it's been, and we're sophomores now in, like.
Was it freshman year?
College. It was freshman to sophomore summer, so, like, we were turning into sophomores.
My school year was still going, I remember. I was on, like, the last week. I was on the bus on the way home when I found out.
Dude, I was practicing for, like, football.
What was it, June?
Like, in the summer. It was, like, yeah, June.
18th?
Damn, your school used to go in June?
June 18th, 2018, I think.
Really?
I think that was... The day he died.
Damn, when did you start school then? Like,
because I don't think it was the 17th, because that was my anniversary.
What, like, because, don't they, like,
It was June 18th. Yeah, I know, Ball.
Man. I was going to say something last episode, something about that. Or about I was going to bring it back up, the I know Ball thing.
I do know Ball.
But I remember explicitly, like, from practice, like, in the practice, they were, like, talking about it right beforehand. But, dude, I never had the longest or the latest day school has gone for me has been June 1st.
What?
Yeah.
My last day, I think the latest last day I ever had was June 25th.
Really?
And I remember that because that's my sister's birthday, and that day after school, I flew to Hawaii.
Damn.
With my friend. Shout out Cohen, bro. I haven't talked to Cohen in a while.
Dude, like...
We have an unspoken friendship.
Unspoken?
We never really talk, but, like, once every year or two, we hang out, and it's sick for, like, a day, and then we don't really talk again. I don't know.
Man.
I don't know. It's just what it is, and he's dope. And he took me to Hawaii one time, which I will never forget and always appreciate.
Wait, he took you to Hawaii that time? Or a second time?
He took me once. I went with my family once.
Oh.
I went with my family over winter break of sophomore year. Yes, of sophomore year. And then 6 months later, I went with Cohen and his family. And the place we stayed at was like 5 minutes away from the place I stayed at the first time, which was kind of funny.
Dude, I want to go back to Hawaii, but like, because like, dude, I don't even remember anything.
I do. Hawaii's sick. I mean,
well, that'd be concerning if you didn't remember. Like, it's been from the gap between mine to, like, yours, it's, like, significant.
Hawaii is, like, super expensive.
Yeah.
And the locals hate white people a little bit. But
dude,
food's incredible. The beaches are incredible. There's so much to do. I love it there. I really do. I feel bad about wanting to go back because, you know, they hate us. But
I heard that, like, allegedly, I don't know if this is true, that they have, like, a holiday that's, like, Beat on White People Day.
Yo.
Like, I'm like, dude, what? And that's strange, because it's, like, I don't get why, I don't, it's, like, it's, they boost up their prices a ton because of, like, all the tourists and stuff, yet they hate it, because, like, I mean, that helps them out, like, get more money and
I don't
stuff.
Remember why they hate it. Is it like we're ruining the lands or something? Or no, I think because so many tourists come, they push the prices up, and that pushes people out of like affordable housing.
Oh.
Or native. Kobe.
I guess. I mean, that makes sense. Like, I mean, it helps like overall everything look nicer, but it does like everyday living kind of sucks, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get that, but.
I mean, they're going to prioritize the locals over tourists, as they should. So
yeah.
when tourists are kind of forcing people out of affordable housing, it's reasonable that they don't want tourists. It makes sense.
Just so. Like Idaho and their damn Californians.
Bro.
Dude, it's...
Idaho stinks.
Dude,
place stinks.
It's been a time.
Get
here
me
at Boise.
To Florida now.
Dude,
I need
sports
to be
and stuff in Florida.
I'm just skipping my flight today, and I'm finding a flight that's going to Florida. Watch.
And then you're going to hope they have Kaiser there.
I'm going to... Oh, facts. That's actually a good point. Ah, it's Florida. As soon as I step foot in Florida, I just feel better.
Yep. I mean, I still haven't really... I've been to Florida once, still don't really remember any of it.
What part?
It was... Well, we went to Disney World.
Oh,
facts. That was why. So, whatever part that is in...
Orlando-ish.
What?
Orlando-ish.
Orlando, yeah. I think it's, isn't it by there or something?
Yeah, because I think it's close to Universal, and Universal's in Orlando.
Mm.
I love Universal Orlando.
Or
oh,
even,
it's so good.
Where even is Orlando, like, on a map of, like, Florida? Is it, like, near, like, the end, or is it, like, near the top?
It's, like...
Is it near the top, like, Jacksonville, and then near the bottom is more Orlando?
I think Miami's more south than all of them. I want to say that, like... A little over halfway down, like the long part, Orlando's on one side of the state and Tampa's on the other. I could also be wrong because I've only been to Florida like twice.
Man.
I'm going to fact check myself.
The thing with like moving to another state is I would want to test drive all the states, if that makes sense. Like, I would want to go there for like a week or something and then stay. Like, when we went to Idaho, we went for like a day. Or two.
I was
like,
kind of right.
What?
Orlando's right there.
Orlando's there.
Miami's down there. Tampa.
Isn't it way up?
Tampa's like here. So
oh.
Not exactly straight across, but Tampa's there. Mm. And then, yeah, Jacksonville, Tallahassee. Pensacola's sick. I've never been, but I think it's sick.
You think it's sick?
Dude, everything about Florida's sick. I need to be there.
I mean, I would...
UCF, go Knights.
I would want to try... I'd want to try... Florida, Texas.
Yep.
I want to try New York again.
I want to try Georgia.
I don't know if I want to try Georgia.
I want to live in Cali for like 1 year. Just 1 year. I want to get a terrible apartment in Santa Clara, get season tickets to the 49ers for 1 year, and then move.
Man.
I just want 1 year of season tickets. I think that'd be awesome, but then I don't want to stay in Cali.
Yeah, I've been there, done that for California. I'm kind of done with it.
Fair.
I mean, the thing
that's
is...
That's me with Washington.
I also want to try Nevada or Las
Ew.
Vegas.
Oh,
I want to try Las Vegas.
Gross.
Really?
Nevada is a bottom-tier state. I'm sorry.
Dude, I want to try Las Vegas, though. I mean, I remember my grandpa actually still lives there right now. But I remember the one with the million dogs, my grandma, she lived in Las Vegas for a while. And that was really cool when we went there. I mean, the houses look kind of weird, but...
I don't think I could live there.
Really?
Nah, it's like a desert, and it's dirty and gross. And
I mean, at least I don't want to try it.
Where are you going to go besides Vegas? Reno?
Ugh. Oh.
Ugh.
Oh, Reno was...
Gross.
A little brutal. Just even being there for like...
Gross.
10 minutes was kind of brutal.
Yeah,
so,
no.
I don't know. Maybe
no,
Las Vegas is not the move, but... We'll see. Yeah.
Scottsdale. Man. I would live in Scottsdale.
That's in Arizona.
I would
I was like, Scottsdale, Nevada.
I thought we were done talking about trash Nevada, so. Scottsdale. Although, I think, like, my dream scenario outside of Florida is to do well enough to where I have, like, two places, right? I live summers in Bend, Oregon, and I live winters in Scottsdale, Arizona. And then spring and fall, just whatever it feels like, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Bend is sick. I love Bend. I want to go back.
What even is there in Bend?
Amazing food. A sick river, a really cool mountain, tons of trails for biking and hiking. It's a very young place, honestly. So it's kind of, I don't know, it just feels like new and different and seriously some of the best food places I've ever had.
Do you know what's super funny? Hmm. Is that, like, when you said all of that stuff, I was like, this sounds horrible. Like,
what?
I don't like... Okay.
See, I'm not even an outdoors person, but for some reason, when I'm in Bend, I want to be.
It's really weird.
Like, I love river rafting there. We float the river there, jump off bridges and stuff. Like,
I mean, maybe this is the Californian talking in me, but
probably.
I always have not really liked the outdoors. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I like being outside, but, like, I just don't like being in nature. I don't know. That's like a...
I've hated camping my whole life.
Dude, every Until this time, year,
I went camping with, like, roommates, and it was really fun.
Really? But,
yeah.
Every time I've been camping, something's gone horribly wrong. The last time I went camping, it was with all the orientation leaders. So we didn't know each other at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a massive, like, rainstorm, and we didn't know what we were going to do. They thought we were going to have to evacuate because, like, flooding and stuff. And it was pretty bad. But, yeah, there's never been a time... I almost got caught on fire one time when I was camping, too. Did I not tell you that story?
Actually, me too.
Really?
I, like, fell into a fire.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
fell into a fire.
I tripped and fell, like, butt first into a fire. But my dad had the reaction time of, like, DeAndre Hopkins or something. And he, like, snagged my hood as I was falling in and pulled me out. So I got burned pretty bad, but, like, I, you know, I didn't die. So.
Damn.
Thanks, Dad.
That's like, yeah. That's, man, that's crazy. For us, it was like,
it was, we've like all been there.
Our tent was like caught on fire.
Oh, really?
Because we had a heater and the heater blew up and caught on fire. And I didn't wake up because I was a heavy sleeper. I'm still a heavy sleeper, yeah. But like, I didn't wake up. And my brother had to carry me out of our tent and like take me out because our tent like caught on fire. Like, and I woke up the next morning, and I had no idea. I was like, what the? I, like, woke up in some random person's tent, and I'm like, what am I doing here? You didn't even wake up when he
carried you out?
No! I didn't wake up the whole time.
How?
So, as far as I'm aware, this never... It was
burned alive.
I mean, like, as far as I'm aware, this never happened. But, like, except for our tent was, like, completely crispy. Like, I mean, that was kind of proof that it happened. But, yeah.
Uh-oh. My mom just texted me, are you at the airport?
Yeah? What do you mean? Well, that sounds like a great time to end the episode, I guess. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening to Sports and Stuff. We'll be back next week, hopefully a little bit, you know, still great. You know, it's kind of weird because we typically don't record. We didn't record last spring break, but we did this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, make sure to listen to all of our episodes at Sports and Stuff Show on basically everything, Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, everything except for it's SNS _ show on Twitter. Yeah, we'll be live every Wednesday and Friday on all those platforms. So, yep, make sure to listen. And thank you, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.